From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
And good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you. This is Starnes Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. I'm Todd Starnes. Great to have you with us. KWAMRadio.com is our website. And if you haven't already done so, you should definitely download the Mighty 990 app. You can take it with you wherever you go. You'll be able to listen to KWAM wherever you are. You know, I do a lot of traveling. I'm in the air quite a bit. And at 30,000 feet, I am listening to the Mighty 990. It's a lot of fun. And you can't beat that digital signal. Our team here has done a terrific job of putting together a great online broadcast. So anyway, great to have you with us. We've got a lot of fun stuff to talk about. Last night, I had the opportunity to sneak in, and I had asked permission, so I really didn't sneak in, but I wanted to see the how things were going with the Bellevue Baptist Church singing Christmas tree, and drove over there. First of all, I got to tell you, the Tennessee Highway Patrol has done an amazing job of getting us to do the speed limit. I was rather hesitant. Normally, I'll go the back route through Shelby Farms over to Appling and then get to Bellevue just to avoid the interstate. But yesterday, I didn't have that luxury, so I had to get on the interstate on the right off the Poplar Loop there. You guys know what I'm talking about. And let me tell you something. It was like driving in paradise. So everybody was doing the speed limit yesterday. I'm like, geez, Alou. So anyway, get over to the church, and the place is packed. I'm not sure people understand the magnitude of what Bellevue Baptist Church is doing, but this Christmas tradition, are you ready for this? 49 years they've been doing it. The interesting component is they had to cancel one year because of the China virus pandemic, and otherwise it would have been the 50th year. But they've been doing this tradition for, let's just say, 50 years, and it has really revolutionized so many lives, changed so many lives, and has brought so much Christmas cheer to little boys and little girls. And it is an all-volunteer cast, hundreds of people. If you have never been, I would encourage you to get tickets. And we're actually going to have a segment on the national show today telling the nation about what Bellevue Baptist Church is doing and the great work they're doing, because it really is a Memphis Christmas time tradition. And I don't know about you, but I think we have to go above and beyond to support our traditions. And if something's been around for, you know, 49, 50 years, then I think we have an obligation to get out there and support it. And just had a wonderful time. Got to see so many of our great KWAM listeners that go to Bellevue, and the amazing work these folks are doing. It's truly a Broadway quality show, and I would encourage you to take your family to it. It's just you're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to be able to get some Christmas pictures that they do. It's just there's so much going on, not only on stage but off. So anyway, great to see everybody last night, and get out and kind of decompress after all the politics. You know what I mean? It's just been kind of a crazy, crazy political cycle. So look, there's this crazy story I wanted to share with you over in Arkansas, because every year about this time, we get these crazy war on Christmas stories. And this one is from Arkansas, which really puzzled me, because everybody's a Baptist in Arkansas. Even the atheists are supposedly Baptist over there, but clearly they're not. So anyway, there's a school district in the Ouachita River School District, and they do an annual Christmas performance. And then the kids, the high school choir, this is Acorn High School, their local music department goes on a field trip to Eureka Springs, which is where they've done the Passion Play. I guess they're still doing the Passion Play. I don't know. But anyway, that a lot of people go there for their big Holy Land tour. It's really quite the thing. And then the kids get to sing at the chapel. And it's a really neat project. And the kids even get to participate in the Passion Play. Well, anyway, a parent got all upset, got butthurt over all of this, filed a complaint with the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation is this atheist group based out of Wisconsin. And I think they're lactose intolerant, which is probably unpleasant in cheese country. I don't know. I don't know what drives their anger. But man, do they get triggered by the baby Jesus. They really do. So they sent off this threatening letter to the Ouachita River School District saying, hey, look, you guys are breaking the law. The high school choir can't be going on a field trip to anything that is remotely religious. And they're saying it's a constitutional violation, which it's not. They say that the kids who are non-Christian are being ostracized, which they're not. I mean, there's a pretty good chance her kid is ostracized because, you know, he's a jerk or she's a jerk. I mean, it happens with kids. What are you going to do? It has nothing to do with Christianity. So anyway, they also discovered, and this is the part that really gets me, they also discovered that the school has something called a Christmas concert. Now, I remember back when I was growing up, and you do too, we have, let me just pause for just a moment here and say something about our schools in the Mid-South. We have the most talented kids in America right here in the Mid-South. And I know this because we've been to a lot of shows and performances. We've been telling you all about the accolades these kids have been getting ever since KWAM launched under my ownership 5 years ago. So we've got some of the most talented, gifted kids in America right here in the Mid-South. And when we do a Christmas concert or an Easter concert, you know, if you're, well, what are they calling it in Germantown? Are they still calling it? I don't know what they're calling it there. Are they, oh, they're back to Good Friday. Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, all that to say that we have awesome kids here. And when we would do, back when I was in school at Hope P. Sullivan Elementary School in South Haven, Mississippi, we would put on these elaborate Christmas concerts. And you'd always have the nativity scene, and you made sure you didn't use your mom's best towel for your little, you know, the head covering and all of that. It's, you know, you had the bed sheets and the, it was a lot of, well, bathrobes. And it was a lot of fun. Yeah, bed sheets, that's a different story. It was a lot of fun back in the day. You guys remember those days. And there was nothing offensive about it. This is Christmas. We celebrate the reason for the season in the Mid-South. I don't, even the liberals do that. So you've got these atheists coming in and they said, oh, wait a second, you guys have a Christmas concert. That's a big no-no. And it turns out that they were also playing Christmas music in the Christmas concert. Oh, my Lord. What is going on in Ouachita River, Arkansas? Is it Mina or Mina? I always forget, and it's like Lima or Lima. It's one of those. This is in Mina, Arkansas. So anyway, the atheists write this nasty letter, and they actually call out some of the songs that triggered the atheists, and they're really upset over this, and they're demanding that the school district remove these songs. And I want to read this to you. They say that they counted, I guess they sent somebody, they sent an undercover atheist into the concert, and they found, are you ready for this? These are the songs, 19 songs, 15 songs are specifically Christmas songs. I am shocked. Shocked, I tell you, that there are Christmas songs in a Christmas concert during the Christmas season. And then they discovered 7 overtly sectarian songs like What Child Is This? Angels We Have Heard on High. They actually took a photograph. Somebody actually snuck into the music department of the high school and took a photograph of the songs they were singing at the Christmas concert and turned it over to the atheist. So anyway, they're saying it is unconstitutional to incorporate blatantly religious music at school concerts. And they demand an investigation, and they wanted all of the songs removed, all of the religious songs. By the way, hate to break it to the atheist, what child is this? Jesus Christ, baby. That's who we're talking about, you godless heathen atheist. We say that in a loving way, of course. But all that to say, the school district, instead of telling these atheists to stick it in their tuba and blow, instead of doing that, they said, you know what? We're so sorry. We're sorry. Please don't sue us. Please don't sue us. We're going to take the baby Jesus out. Just please don't sue us. And they did. So It's the craziest story I've ever heard. But this one, it tops the cake. And shame on the school district. They should have done the right thing and stood up to the godless heathen atheist bullies. You know who they need? They need Moms for Liberty over there in Arkansas, because they'll set these guys straight. God love them. I mean, that's what happened here. Otherwise, you folks in Germantown wouldn't be celebrating Easter. I'm just saying, Moms for Liberty, they do some great work in this country. All right, we've got to take a break here. By the way, we're also very excited to tell you that we are nearing the end. We're going to be naming the winners of our big Christmas concert, our big Christmas giveaway. That's coming up later this week. Still, there's an opportunity for you to get your name into the drawing. Now, if you've already called, no need for you to call. Your name is already in there. But here are some of the things you may possibly win. We're talking about a beautiful, beautiful Christmas centerpiece from Pugh's Flowers, $50 gift card from Dinstall's Fine Candies, the $50 gift card from Germantown Commissary, Weimer's Jewelry. You're going to win a beautiful, beautiful piece of jewelry. $100 of coffee from our friends at Pure Roast Coffee. All you need to do is be one of the first four callers at 901-260-5926 to enter into the competition. That's 901-260-5926. Again, these are some of the best Christmas presents from the best local businesses that we love here at the Mighty 990. All right, let's check in with Commander Chuck. Welcome back, everybody. This is Starnes Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. Great to have you with us today. Just a quick heads up, we've got a crash reported just a few moments ago. This is I-240 West at Walnut Grove, and we understand traffic all the way backing up to exit 12 there. So you will expect just a few minutes of delays, which means you get to hang out with us a few minutes longer in your car. Nothing wrong with that. All right. Our good friend Melanie Mosley over in Whitehaven sent me an item last night, and I was glancing it over, and I'm just really fascinated by this. It turns out that, of course, the city council very upset with the Memphis Fire Department because the firefighters who are putting their lives on the line every single day in this city to protect all of us won a 2% raise. I don't think that's asking too much. I don't think that's going to bust the bank. But the city council is they're squealing like a stuck pig over this, and they're enraged that the firefighters would actually ask for a raise. How dare they? Who do they think you are? Who do you think you are? God's going to get you. That's Yolanda Cooper's son. And she came unhinged. I just want to point out just a brief observation. Not a single person on the city council demanded that she apologize for what she said, and she never apologized for what she said to the Memphis firefighters. So I have no use for anybody on the Memphis City Council. If you don't have the moral fortitude or the courage to call out Yolanda Cooper Sutton, then shame on you.
But Todd, she might yell at us. She's just a big blowhard. She's a big meanie. She's a bully, and we're scared of her.
All I can say is grow a spine. I don't even know if we have Republicans on the Memphis City Council. I know it's nonpartisan, but these days that applies to a lot of folks. So anyway, Melanie Mosley sent me this item. Again, they got no money. That's the argument. We got no money. They can spend tens of millions of our tax dollars to buy a dilapidated hotel and then turn it over to the family of a certain city councilman. They got money for that, but they don't have money to give to the firefighters. But Melanie Mosley, I'm going to get to it. Trust me here, folks. Melanie Mosley sent me this item, and it turns out that they're giving a lot of money away to a group called HEAL 901. And we're going to do a deep dive into this group. But HEAL 901 has been getting millions of your tax dollars. And nobody seems to understand why, other than the mayor, that would be Paul Young, seems to be connected to this organization. So here's what gets me. In October, the city council, they got no money, right? They got no money.
We be broke. That's what Yolanda Cooper at Sutton said, right? We be broke. Got no money. We're poor. We're a poor city. How dare you ask the poor people of Memphis to fund your raises? God, that was just a brutal thing she did. Well, now it turns out that in October, this is a couple of months ago, your tax dollars, $1.6 million, was given to Heal 901. It was awarded to fund violence prevention and skill building. Now, let me stop you right there. Well, that didn't work out very well, did it? And you know why we know it didn't work out? Yeah, President Trump had to send the freaking National Guard in here to arrest all the bad guys. So anyway, I'm curious, then $125,000 they got earlier this year. I mean, they're getting loads of taxpayer cash. And it just seems to me, ladies and gentlemen, that we need our own local DOGE to go through. And I mean, we've got to inspect every single penny, because I'm suspecting, and I'm talking about the school board, I'm talking about the Shelby County Commission, I'm talking about City Hall. All of them need to be investigated. All of them. And then we need to take a long, hard look at the municipalities, because there's some squirrely stuff going on. Oh, I get the messages. I get the emails. But we need to take a very long, hard look at how our money is being spent. Again, Yolanda Cooper Sutton, we po, we be po. Okay, fine. You're a poor city? Great. That's all the more reason to sit down, bring in some folks that got no skin in the game, let them take a long, hard look at how we're spending our money here in Memphis, Shelby County. Also ought to take a long, hard look at MLGW. Keep raising our rates and the power keeps still going out? What's going on there? All that to say, thank you, Melanie Mosley. And guys, if you see something squirrely going on out there, let us know. Next time you're at the city council meeting, might be good to ask the council, if we're so broke, why are we giving $1.6 million to a so-called nonprofit called Heal 901? Why are we doing that? 901-260-5926. What do you think about that idea? Putting together a local DOGE and doing a deep dive into how our elected leaders are spending our money. Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, got to give a big shout out to the Memphis Police Department and the Bull Weevils. I'll get to the Bull Weevils in just a moment. All right, I better do that now. The Bull Weevils are actually a secret. They're part of Carnival Memphis. So it's the secret order of the Bull Weevils, established in the year of our Lord, 1966. They do some great stuff for our city. A Memphis Police Department and the Boll Weevils teaming up to bring a true blue Christmas to families across Memphis. This is the annual community effort, and they're dropping by and surprising a lot of families with Christmas. Families that can't afford Christmas, they've been doing this for, what, 30? They've been doing this for a very long time. And so we just want to say thank you to the Memphis Police Department and the Boll Weevils for going above and beyond and sharing a little bit of Christmas spirit here in the Mid-South. Also, before we head to break, this is some exciting news. The Tennessee Principal of the Year from right here in Shelby County, Deanna Jones, who is the principal at Bailey Station Elementary School in Collierville, is the new Tennessee Principal of the Year. And we just want to congratulate Principal Jones and all the great folks there in Collierville. What a terrific school district. And they're just doing some incredible, incredible work. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. This is Stearns Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. And welcome back, everybody. It is 35 minutes past the hour. This is Stearns Country. I'm Todd Stearns. Great to have you with us. Just a reminder, a bit of a big backup there on I-240 West at Walnut Grove. There's been an accident there, so just hang tight. They're going to get that cleared up pretty quickly. Also, if you know of a local, maybe your local church, your local group is doing something for Christmas, and you want to invite the community, we're going to let you do that. All you have to do is call in and let us know, and we'll be more than happy to pass along that information to our great audience here, because I know a lot of you folks are wondering, and I see it on the message boards, hey, is this church doing their performance again? So if you would like for us to pass along that information to our audience, just give us a call. Let us know. You don't have to go on the air unless you want to. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926, and we would love to be able to share whatever you're doing for the community this Christmas season. All right, I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our dear friend, Joe Garner, host of the Real Estate Mortgage Shop, heard every Saturday right here on the Mighty 990, 11 o'clock. And Joe, I will say I was listening to the show Saturday while I was doing the lap around the Baptist Promenade at Shelby Farms, and I was really laughing about you had a great conversation about AI.
Oh, yeah, AI. Aren't we all having conversations about AI these days, Todd?
Well, we are. It's just insane. And before we get into our conversation, Joe, I have to tell you, and I know that This is gonna set you off. You're gonna be booking a flight to Dallas to go shopping at Neiman Marcus. I know you, Joe Garner. You love the high end stuff. Neiman Marcus revealing their 2025 holiday or Christmas fantasy gifts, and this is like the old. Remember, Joe, when we were kids, it was like the Sears catalog, and then you had JCPenney, right? And Goldsmith.
Oh, yeah.
Goldsmith have a? I don't know if Goldsmith had a catalog.
I don't think they did. We just had to go there.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, that was where the rich people went, right? That was the Goldsmith. So.
You went there when it was on sale, right?
We were a Sears and Roebuck family.
So
we were on the other end of Southland Mall. So anyway, Neiman Marcus, they put out a massive Christmas catalog, and it's their fantasy Christmas catalog. And Joe Garner, they've got gifts ranging from $47,000 to $500,000.
Oh, my word. No, I don't think I'll be booking a flight.
I don't know. Here's Joe. I've already picked out a gift for you, and this is it's only $500,000. And You're gonna get an Annie Leibovitz portrait session. So you get gussied up, and she'll take your picture for $500,000.
I tell you what, now that's a deal, isn't it?
It is. Or we could get the lovely Miss Helen, who's running our board this morning, just to snap a picture of us with her smartphone.
That may be pretty good, you know.
Joe Garner, and by the way, folks, Joe, that's jogarner.com. That's Joe without the E, jogarner.com. And Joe, always fun to have you on the show this morning. You know, there's been a lot of conversation around the country about real estate and whether or not, you know, people are going to be able to afford to buy homes. And folks are now figuring out, okay, maybe it is time. But when is the best time? Do you buy a house today or do you wait?
Well, you know, I'm in the mortgage business, Todd, and from the mortgage business, we watch these trends. And one of the most common calls this year from people who want to buy a home, contemplating should they buy now or wait for mortgage rates to come down, it's you know, for them, it's like looking at a seesaw on a playground. And when the mortgage rates go down on one end of the seesaw, guess what happens to home prices? Home prices go up, and we're seeing that in the Mid-South, not necessarily across the country, so don't listen to national news on that. But our prices are going up in the Mid-South as these mortgage rates go down. So I had a realtor call me yesterday. She's real experienced, and she said her first-time home buyer clients were trying to make this very decision. Should they buy the house that they had found that they liked right now, or should they wait for mortgage rates to come down? And the realtor was explaining to them this exact principle. When the mortgage rates start falling, that's good for your mortgage, but home prices go higher. So are you really going to win to wait? These other buyers, when mortgage rates come down, they start scrambling over to buy homes too, just like you. and the competition becomes fierce. And, you know, yesterday I had a client, they were so sad because I had gotten them pre-qualified spotty, and they're like, we found the house we want. This is it. This is it, Joe. We're going to put an offer on it on Monday. Well, yesterday afternoon they went to make an offer. Somebody else had already bought it out from under them.
Really?
So that made me sad, but they'll find another house. But the realtor's advice because of this was to buy today, lock in the price while you have a better chance to find the home you really like, and a good chance also, Todd, that the sellers are going to be willing to help you pay mortgage costs. When competition goes up, sellers become less willing to help you pay your closing costs.
As much as there is a time to buy, there's also a time to wait. What sort of environment are we talking about? When should you wait to buy a house?
If you can't afford it, don't buy it. You know,
that's good advice.
I mean, we all know that in principle, but sometimes emotion kind of gets away with us when we're shopping for homes. But, you know, look at your credit, your income to debt ratios. I'm happy to go through that with you. We can find little tweaks to your expenses that will give you some more room in your budget to afford a house. I mean, and not give up the joy of living, of course. Number two reason why you should wait and not buy a house is if you're not going to be living in the geographical area. You know, that's a given. But, you know, Todd, as we're talking about this, I just want to say, think about once you buy a house, if you can afford it, you don't have to worry about these prices going up. You already own your home. But, hey, look, the good news is if rates continue to go down, we can always refinance and get you the lower rate later. But if you can't afford it, don't buy it.
So I think one of the first questions then that maybe people ought to consider, you know, when they're looking, and I'm a Zillow addict, but when you're scrolling through Zillow or, you know, rent, or what is it, realestate.com, one of the first questions you need to ask yourself, what steps can I take today to afford a home tomorrow?
Man, Todd, music to my ears. I'm so glad you asked that question because there are plenty of things you can do. And even if you're going to use down payment assistance and you may not even need a lot of money down, one of the things you can do to prepare yourself for owning a home if you haven't found one yet is start budgeting and accumulating a good emergency fund. Even if you don't need it to close on the house, it gives you this confidence when you step out to buy a home to know that you have a cushion there for unexpected things. We can make a few changes or help you make a few changes on your credit, the way you use credit, that will get your credit scores at their optimum peak. Because you know what? The higher your credit scores are, Todd, the lower your borrowing costs. And the last one I would say, kind of look around. You know, you mentioned the Sears catalog. You know how we used to look around, come around close to Christmas on things we wanted, and but prioritize, if you remember how we had to star the ones that we wanted the most. I would say do that when you're shopping for homes. Figure out what it is you want and what you don't want so that when the day comes and you're ready to go buy a house, you know what you want, you know what you don't want. Your credit scores are high. You get the lowest borrowing costs. And you have a cushion there for emergency funds.
All right. Here on KWAM, and I love these segments that we do. Every week we want to help our listeners and help prepare them and, you know, to, you know, protect their money, protect their homes. If they're looking for a home, get them ready to do that. What's the call to action here, Joe Garner?
Ask yourself, what do you want to accomplish with your mortgage? Either you're on a purchase or maybe you want to refinance and get a better cash flow. Make your plan. Let me help you work your plan. And if the deal works for you today, let's do it today. And I can help you get the right mortgage program, and we can make that mortgage process easy. Connect with me. Call, text 901-482-0354 or go to jogarner.com.
Joe, I felt bad. A $500,000 might be a stretch for the budget. So I found something that might work in the budget. This is a Crayola personalized pet masterpiece. So they've got there's this contemporary artist named Herb Williams. Do you have a pet?
Yeah.
Joe, are you a pet person?
I am.
Do you have like a favorite? What's your favorite? Does your favorite pet have a name?
Yes, I have Dorian and Donna Mae. They're kitty cats.
Those are good Southern names for the cats. So according to Neiman Marcus, they'll take photos of your pets and they're going to create a Crayola crayon painting for only $64,000.
Oh man, you got to buy that, right? But I'd say this: buy your house first before you go try to buy that. You may not qualify for the house if you buy that first.
That is great advice, Joe Garner. Everybody, host of the Real. Holy cow! Host of the Real Estate Mortgage Shop Saturdays 11 o'clock. JoeGarner.com. That's JoGarner.com. Or give her a call, 901-482-0354. If you're buying a house, this is the lady you need to be talking to. Joe, all right. Merry Christmas. We'll talk next week.
Merry Christmas, Todd. Thank you.
All right. There you go, Joe Garner. Oh, by the way, Tim Burchett, Congressman Tim Burchett, having his big shindig. You know, he does a big Christmas party every year, but his Christmas party is only 15 minutes long. I am not kidding you. It is only 15 minutes long. Take a listen to Congressman Burchett.
Hey, everybody, Tim Burchett. People are asking, I'm currently at Ball Market, cultural center of the universe, and four-star deli. There was one. Anyway, you go in there, tell Alan and Richie, you're friends of mine, and you'll get no discount. Everybody's asking about the Christmas party and asking if it's legit. You can Google it. It's 15 minutes long this year. Last year it went to 16, but we thought it dragged on too much. But 15 minutes, and the reason it's 15 minutes is because you go to a dadgum Christmas party, and what happens? You get cornered by somebody who's half lit and they got wine breath and they're cornering you in the corner over there and for 15 minutes, and that's about all you can take. So I'm thinking 15 minutes is all you need for a dadgum Christmas party. You can say your piece and go on about it. And our musical guest this year is my good friend from Nashville, singer-songwriter Gary Chapman, and I'm hoping he's going to sing Tennessee Christmas. I might even cry. I probably will. But anyway, 15 minutes, 12 o'clock, and the date of it is December 11th, and from 12 to 12:15. You come at 12:16, it's like the old days at Kmart. I'll be blinking the dadgum lights and get the heck out of there. And we'll have peanut butter and jelly bar, Mountain Dew, and charcuterie of Ritz crackers and Cheese Whiz. Because if I ever have another child, I'll name it charcuterie because it could be a guy or a girl. It's kind of like a spork. It's a fork is a spoon. It's kind of universal. So pretty cool. Anyway, thank y'all for sending me here.
I have no idea what he was talking about. I love the idea of Mountain Dew and a peanut butter and jelly bar. I think that is great elegance right there. Congressman Tim Burchett, you know, I think I ran into somebody named Charcuterie down at Superlow over by Spotswood the other day. Got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. By the way, do you have any special thing that you do for your Christmas party? Congressman Burchett rolls out the peanut butter and jelly bar. What about you? 901-260-5926. Coming up, President Trump has a very special holiday song he's going to perform right here on the Mighty 990. All right. When I saw the headline, I got a little nervous. Tennessee man arrested for beating up Santa Claus. I thought, no, it wasn't us. I know many of you thought the same thing. Was it us? No, it wasn't us. This is over in Waverly in Humphreys County. Thank goodness. Every time I see Tennessee man, I'm like, I get a little, uh-oh. But no, this is in Waverly, Tennessee. Police say that a man beat up Santa Claus. This all happened in the middle of the parade, the Christmas parade in Humphreys County. It happened right there on Main Street. Some guy literally climbed onto Santa's parade float and started beating him up. The man also shoved a teenage child and then grabbed Santa Claus. The suspect was pulled out of the truck, and then he started fighting with another dude. It sounds like he might have had too much eggnog. Maybe it's just me. Anyway, police later found the man at a Mexican restaurant. Why? They tried to take him into custody, and that's when the suspect resisted arrest. And the police, well, let's just say the police in Humphreys County, they know how to take care of business. So anyway, we don't understand there's no rhyme or reason, but anyway, the guy charged with assault, burglary, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest. We understand Santa's cousin, who apparently lives in Humphreys County, I would have guessed the North Pole, but whatever, telling WKRN-TV, Claus was never in danger and wants all the boys and girls to know that he looks forward to making his deliveries in a few weeks. Well, there you go. Oh, President Trump in the Yuletide spirit. Take a listen.
Tis the season to deport 'em. Fa la 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 la. We love ICE and we support 'em. Fa la 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 la. Send them on one-way vacations. Fa la 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 la. Ramp up those mass deportations. Fa la 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 la. We've deported millions so far. Fa la 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 la. Next we'll deport Ilhan Omar. Fa la 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 la. Look at how those thugs are acting. Fa la 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 la. Let's send those bad hombres packing. Fa la 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 la. As your favorite president who gets along very well with Santa Claus, our gift to you is mass deportations. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Thank you, Mr. President. He has a very lovely singing voice, the man does. All right. By the way, coming up on the national show, that's 11 o'clock. We're going to be doing a lot of talking about what's happening within the Republican Party right now. And it's just a mess. It's a big mess. And I will say this. Rarely do I agree with, well, that's unfair. I do agree with Nancy Mace on a lot of stuff, but here lately, she's gone a little squirrely, along with several other members of Congress. And there's no doubt about that. But Nancy Mace is really upset at House leadership. And she wrote an op-ed that appeared in the New York Times. And I was like, oh, man, New York, why do they always go to the New York Times? And I stopped and I read it. And she actually makes a lot of sense. And I wonder, she gave some praise to Nancy Pelosi, and it's not what you think. And here's what she said. Here's a hard truth Republicans don't want to hear. Nancy Pelosi was a more effective House Speaker than any Republican this century. I agree with her on essentially nothing, but she understood something we don't. No majority is permanent. When Democrats hold the majority, they ram through the most progressive policies they can. They deliver for the coalition that elected them while they are in power. You know, I actually absolutely agree with that assessment. And that's the problem right now, is that our Republicans aren't doing that up on Capitol Hill. We're going to talk about that at 11 o'clock today. Head over to KWAMRadio.com and go check out all of our great stories and content there. Be sure to download the app. Get out there. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. This is Starnes Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis Studio.